sat out on the gallery.
You ever hear the term, I think it was pronounced piazza?
Piazza. Yes, I don't know that I ever heard anybody say that, but I can remember reading books that were perhaps written back before, you know, that they would say that somebody sat on the piazza or somebody.
You never actually used
that. No, term. I never heard that used.
And how about a very small kind of, just really a roof over a door, just a small roof?
I don't know, what is that called?
Does it turn stoop sound?
Oh, yes, stoop, I thought you meant just a little extension with a little bracket, but a stoop is a little bit bigger than that. It's a little place to, it's like a real small porch, you see. You go up on the little square thing in front of the door, and there's a little roof over it, but that would be a stoop.
And that's still used?
Well, no, I think that's an obsolete word. I don't think anybody would say stupid anymore. I don't know what they'd call that now, because you sometimes see them.
Of course. It's, they still exist.
Yes, and frequently it might be a side door leading into a side, kitchen or some... as far as that's concerned, sometimes it's the front entrance. But I don't believe, I believe that word is kind of passé.
Did you have a country lodge, or have you been in the country very much?
No. the Chico's got me too much in the country. I used to go to picnics because I wouldn't want to be a squire and not go, but the chickens nearly kill me. And do you know, this is unbelievable. We haven't had a mosquito, I'll bet you, in at least 8 or 10 years in Holly Springs. We have this thing that goes around and puts out all this funny blue smoke, and how that would get rid of mosquitoes, I don't know, but we never have a mosquito. And do you know, I have some mosquitoes in the house, and the other afternoon the mailbox was filled with mosquitoes. I think that's the funniest thing. And I mean, I have bites on my ankles right now from mosquito bites. And I killed one the other day. My cook killed one the other day. I don't mean the house is swarming, but I mean the idea of having a mosquito at all, when it's been years that there was ever a mosquito in this town.
What happens to the birds when they spray for mosquitoes?
I don't think it hurts them. No.
They come back.
Oh, no, that doesn't hurt them at all. And the thing about it is, if you're driving and you get run into one of these things, you think you're going to smother. It's gone just like that. And how that could do away with a mosquito, I don't understand.
It really works.
I don't understand, because anything that goes that quickly, how in the world it could ever control them, but it evidently does.
It really it does. What I was going to, I was curious about is whether you ever heard the term, again, in your childhood, for ways of keeping food cool. There was
something instead of refrigeration?
Yes.
I don't know what that would be.
A farm home, for example, might... spring house?
Oh, yes, yes. I've seen spring houses, because that would be where there was a well, maybe, and people would maybe had some other, I imagine maybe if they had put something down in the well to keep it cool. I don't know whether you put it down there and then whether it would be like a, almost like a dry well, or whether you would put it down there if you're drinking the water. I really don't know. I